Or do you think that Northern Irish people are the most generous in the world? The star of Harry Potter films, Miriam Margolyes, in her new BBC One documentary series called Miriam's Big American Adventure, she told her American guests that we were indeed the most generous. Here she is chatting with a man who left his village in the jungle of the Congo and is now one of America's proudest and youth citizens.
America cherish their liberty. But it's also the spirit of, yes, we can do this, we can handle it. When there is a fire here, before the fire truck comes, the neighbors will come. That's America. That's
well,
how this country was built.
I hope that it's everywhere. I don't think it's just America.
More here than anywhere else in the world. You see this world where there's natural disasters happening around the world. Who goes there first?
Well, you're going to tell me the Americans.
The Americans. There is no other place in the world. Again, because of the historical...
No, I challenge
uniqueness.
You. I challenge you.
Yeah, please do. Come
the
here.
Most generous nation in the world, per head of population, are the Northern Irish. This is not to say that Americans are not generous, because we know that they are. But it's not just an American trait.
So what do you think? Are we really that generous? 0-30-30-80-55-55. On the line now, we have the former Lib Dem MP, Len Budopick, and the commentator, Paul Martin. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Len, what do you reckon? Are people from Northern Ireland extremely generous?
Yes, I don't think that Miriam had some scientific background for saying what she said. But having grown up there, yes, I do think that Northern Ireland is inherently a generous place. I remember that when we used to go down to the pub, there wasn't this kind of big argument about whose round it was. By contrast, having lived in London for a lot of years, you can see people pretty much trailing their rich friends, hoping that they'll get a freebie meal, freebie drinks. I've literally seen that. I haven't tended to see that in Northern Ireland. It's interesting, actually, in terms of various bits of research, the Myanmar people, who are pretty much dirt poor, are said to be the most generous. Northern Ireland, the average salaries there are on average about £4,000 or £5,000 less than the national average. It could be that the less you have, the more generous you are as well. The richer you are, the more you become a slave to materialism. That could be the reason.
Paul Martin?
I just don't see it. I'll be honest with you. You know, I love Northern Ireland. I love living in Northern Ireland. But I think we're a needy nation. I think Northern Ireland's become a very needy nation. We're a net drain on the UK economy, £9.6 billion. Net drain on the economy. I think we're a country that is always asking for things. You know, we're great at getting grants and EU grants and this and that, and we need this for the, you know, a massive grant recently for, you know, to further the peace process and all things associated with that. So I don't see, I really don't see it. And I think when you actually look into, when you actually look into the statistics about what nations and countries are all the most generous, you're actually seeing Northern Ireland come in around the 10th, which is still great, by the way. But, I mean, when you see some other really, really challenged countries like Libya, for instance, I think it's second or third in the table. So let's put this in context. You know, we shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back too much here. I don't think we are a particularly generous country.
Do you not think, Paul, given what the Northern Ireland has been through, you know, the troubles, etc., that to come out the other side of that, we are quite positive, we are quite a generous, friendly
place.
I'll
be honest, Vinny, I'll be honest with you, I think we've got a mentality, and it's increased over the years in Northern Ireland, that everybody owes us something. And I think a bit of that has come as a natural result of the troubles in the past and how hard we've had it. But there's plenty of countries that had it really hard. Doesn't mean that you just, you know, it doesn't mean that you need people, different countries and the likes of the EU and America to throw loads of money at you. So I think we've got into a dangerous mindset in Northern Ireland that we actually, people do owe us a lot. So I don't concur with this whole, we are, you know, now, well, one thing I will say is the working class people of Northern Ireland are by far the most generous people in the UK. There's no doubt about that. But I think when you actually get above that, to people who want to make money, to people who are running their own businesses, it's all about give, give, give. What can you give me? Not what we can give other people.
What in terms of your own opinion, Len, but what is generosity? Is it always just about money, or can it be other things as well?
Well, there are two aspects to it, and maybe generosity of spirit and generosity of material giving. And once again, none of us are having a scientific analysis here, but when I lived in the northeast of England, which wasn't that wealthy either, people were just generous-hearted. I don't think London feels quite the same. Where I'm sitting now in the centre of London, people just seem to have a harder attitude towards each other. In Northern Ireland, I've always found it very generous. When I was involved in the Northern Ireland peace process, I was talking to people who were paramilitaries, but they still had a generosity of spirit. Now, there's financial points. So on that side, I think that Northern Ireland has got a sharpness of interest, a willingness to share, even whenever you argue. And you can have great intellectual debate in Northern Ireland, but it's just for anyone. In terms of this material point, it's true that Northern
intellectual Ireland, debate? I wouldn't like a weekend at your house. What do you mean by that?
Well, OK, Northern Ireland is very, very politicised. Most people have a political point of view.
Yes, but some would say, would take that limit and say that means a lot of us are still stuck in the past and we can't get beyond talking orange and green.
OK, orange and green, but there are strong biases there as well. But you could go into the Crown in central Belfast and pretty much have a debate with anyone, and people will assume that you actually want to discuss things. They don't talk about X Factor there so much. They talk about, if you like, the philosophy of politics. But this financial point is interesting. Northern Ireland is a net drain on the British economy. About 6/10 of the economy is state funding. And maybe that is why materially people are less concerned, because there isn't that much going around. Now, it's not Northern Ireland's fault that it's poor. Well, maybe it is. But the fact is, that given that Northern Ireland isn't like Monaco or something, I think it's easy come, easy go, and you're more likely to be generous. And some of the statistics I've seen, it's circumstantial, would tend to back that up.
Are we needy here, Paul Martin?
You're needy. That's exactly the word. This is what I said.
Why do you think that? Because it's a bit offensive if you really think about it, given, you know, I keep going back to what the Northern Ireland has been through for many years and to an extent continues now. And I lived in England for a while, lived in Australia for a while, and I genuinely don't think I've ever met more friendly people than you get here, people that are willing to talk to you. I remember coming home from uni.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, but it all kind of adds into that generosity of spirit. It's not always down to cash. And then to say we're needy, it just seems unfair.
Well, listen, now bearing in mind here, cards on the table, all my family, all my friends are from Northern Ireland, you know.
Are you from Northern Ireland?
Pardon?
Are you from Northern Ireland?
Well, I grew up in Windsor. However, my parents are from Northern Ireland. And as you know, Vinny, I live here now. Yes. And have done for the majority.
I was just trying to pinpoint that accent. It's definitely not Ballymena.
You see, you always give out to me about my accent.
I think it's put on.
I'm working on trying to get a Ballymena twang. I'm working very hard. Now, here's a great example, by the way. Talking of Ballymena, I live in Galgorm, beautiful part of the world.
Uh-huh.
However, we have the most stingiest, and we're renowned for it, and we all joke about it. This isn't, you know, I'm not making any massive revelations here.
Careful.
Ballymena people are stingy, are the stingiest people on the planet.
Well, now that you mention that, Nicola Weir, the reporter on this program, she is from the Ballymena area. Now, I'm not sure.
She's a stingy, isn't she?
Well, stingy is not necessarily a word I would use to describe Nicola while she's in a 10-mile radius. Malachy is on the line. Malachy, good morning.
How are you doing, Vinny?
Save me from Paul Martin.
Oh, Vinny, what a short memory people have.
What do you mean?
Well, the Northern Ireland people, they love nothing more than hearing about how great they are. You know, well, come to Northern Ireland, they're great. They're great crack.
Yes.
And sure, it's not that long ago that we heard about families in Belfast getting put out of their homes. Wasn't that really generous?
Very good point.
It's a very small minority, though. Wow. Is that fair? Like, we're talking about Northern Ireland as a whole, in general, the people here, and to pinpoint one or two, even the most friendliest country in the world, wherever that is, there'll be some stuff happening there.
Really, can
isn't
I just
very
interject
nice.
Very quickly?
Yes, you can.
No, it's just your caller there, sorry, I didn't catch your name, has raised a very good point.
It's Malachy.
By the way, Malachy. It's a very good point by Malachy, actually, one I hadn't thought of myself. Do we not also have to bring into this equation of generosity of spirit that one of our biggest political parties is completely against, for instance, gay marriage? So I'm sure the gay community in Northern Ireland don't feel that there's a great generosity of spirit at the highest level. That also, as you said, you know, we have a particularly bad attitude to migrants in Northern Ireland. I don't think we are particularly generous of spirit.
That's
political. No, wait a minute. That's political. At one point I would make, by the way, Windsor, where you come from, is a really rich place. So perhaps you bring your stingy attitude to Northern Ireland. Whereas by contrast, you go to Windsor as a tourist, you pay a fortune for a pint of beer. You go up Coast Road as a tourist, you're likely to get bought a pint of beer. That's the difference. So maybe you should open your heart to the Northern Ireland attitude, and we can cure you from your stingy.
Was it not Lambert Opick, a Windsor MP, who said they should clear up the homeless in the area before...
That's true.
The Royal Wedding. It might be in council, actually. Anyway, unfortunately, we are out of time. I'd love to talk to Paul Martin all day. Said nobody ever.